Number 23.
I told you, you're not supposed to run it.
In the fading sunlight of late afternoon in a church basement in Clarkston, Georgia, Tucker High School junior Mickey Zagaye studies for a math test with his tutor. Zagaye's high school was once all white, but in the decades since the federal government ordered DeKalb County schools to desegregate, white flight and an influx of minority and refugee families have reshaped the district. Now, most of the county students are minorities and poor, and many schools are struggling, which is why Zagaye turned to this private tutoring program.
Because now they're watching over us, so we have to do our homework.
If we had a better school system, I don't know if we'd be having this conversation.
Luma Mufle started the tutoring program because, she says, students in the district's public schools were being left behind.
So we felt we had to step in and do something a little bit more drastic.
For Mufle, that meant starting this program and eventually a private school for the refugees who've moved here. She says these students benefit from attending schools with other kids just like them.
If you have an accent or if you can't speak English, you're not going to get mocked here. They're not isolated. They don't feel like they're alone.
In other words, resegregation led to struggling impoverished schools, which then prompted efforts to better educate kids in segregated settings. And that's a pattern that's repeated across DeKalb County and the United States. In the early 1990s, DeKalb considered busing to promote integration, but the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the district wasn't obligated to ensure racial diversity for its own sake. And when its federal desegregation order was lifted a few years later, the county returned to neighborhood schools that were frequently drawn along racial and socioeconomic lines.
It didn't suddenly make the schools, you know, back to the way they were before the Brown versus Board of Education decision, by no means, but it did substantially increase the segregation.
Stanford University's Sean Reardon studies what happens in school districts after federal court orders are lifted. He says resegregation is especially pronounced in districts that, like DeKalb, return to neighborhood school enrollment plans.
In those cases, when the court order was released, you saw a much more rapid return to segregation in the schools, mostly because we think that the neighborhoods in those places were very segregated. As a result, the schools quickly became more segregated.
Recent Supreme Court decisions prohibit schools from assigning students based on their race. But districts may still encourage diversity by creating magnet programs or by drawing attendance zones across neighborhood race and class divisions. But Georgia School Superintendents Association President Herb Garrett says those plans require something schools just don't have. Money.
It's just not financially feasible to try to achieve some desired balance, racial balance in a school, if what it means is drawing school districts where it runs the transportation cost way up.
Plus, busing is unpopular in many white and minority communities. And some advocates take Mufle's stance on integration, that poor minority kids may get lost or sorted into inferior academic programs, even in more integrated schools.
There are some people that believe if you bus kids from the rich neighborhoods into the poor neighborhoods and mix it up, then that's going to solve the problem. I don't think it's going to solve the problem. I think then you'll have two tracks in those schools.
But there is a growing body of research that suggests that many poor minority students perform better in integrated school settings. And Stanford's Reardon says that if our public schools reflect our society, what kind of society do we want to be?
How much do we value racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic diversity in schools and in our children's lives?
And so, he says, communities and school districts must increasingly make a choice. Try to improve segregated schools or try to improve schools through a commitment to diversity. For the Southern Education Desk, I'm Maura Walls in Atlanta.